Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I get this question a lot about, should I go to college? Should I not go to college? So I'm going to give you my exhaustive opinion on that today. When to go to college, okay? I want to start this off with, I have a daughter who's a teacher. She went to college. I have a son who's an entrepreneur, just graduated this past end of May, and he's an entrepreneur, and we did not send him to college. I personally went to college, so you can kind of see where I'd be leaning, but I don't think college is the right answer for a lot of people. About 60%, I think, you might want to try something else. But let me tell you where I think it applies. You go to college when you have a clear understanding of what it is you want to do for a living. And here's the caveat. It requires a degree. Okay, when my daughter wanted to be a teacher, it was very simple. You have to have a degree to be a teacher. You know, public school, reputable school, things of that nature. And she's actually getting a master's now. But that was an easy decision. My business partner's an engineer. He evaluates, weight and foundations and all that. I'm glad he went to school, because if you build something and the foundation doesn't hold up, bad things can happen. So engineers, yes, they should have a degree. Medical, lawyers, there are certain, careers that absolutely a degree makes sense, because it's a type of education that they can provide an education that does give you what you need for that. The medical, the way they do residencies and nurse training, and they pretty much have it down pat. In regards to business, I question that. And in regards to a lot of occupations, I really question, like human resources. Go to college to do human resources? Are you kidding me? Many communication degrees? Are you kidding me? These very broad political science degrees? Are you kidding me? So when not to go to college? When you have no idea what you want to do. I mean, take a break. Just take a break, to figure it out. Now, this will not be popular, but let's say you're not really quite sure. Would 4 years in the military ruin your life? Would having a scholarship, obviously you get out of the military, they have a great, scholarship program. They give you, you get you get an incredible deal on houses, and I apologize, I'm kind of going brain dead there. But my dad was in the military, and he still gets benefits. So there's tremendous advantages. I was a college athlete, and I found that students that went in like the Marines first, they were extraordinarily tough. They were more mature. So that's not a bad idea. My gosh, go into Peace Corps. There's a lot of things you can do. But if you have no idea what you're going to do, take a pause, go in the military, go in the Peace Corps, do something. Hey, get a job. Job's never a bad thing, but just going to college and going in debt and you're not even sure what you're going to do, to me, that makes no sense. Next, when you may not want to go to colleges, there's another avenue other than college to achieve what it is you want to do. And there I said, like human resources. I mean, go work for a company, try to work in their human resource department and learn it. I mean, that is not rocket science. You can learn it. You can absolutely learn HR. I've had people work in my HR department. None of them went to college for it. Good people skills. Be very organized. There you go. Business. I didn't go to college for business. I definitely don't think it's required. And looking back at a lot of pretty smart people, as I said, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs did not go back to college, nor did Mark Zuckerberg, to learn how to run their billion-dollar businesses. Entertainment. Obviously, there's actors that did not go through college. Sports. We don't complain that LeBron or Tiger Woods didn't finish college. Or in the trades. I would tell you that if you can do something, you currently have a skill that can pay your bills and you love doing it, then you can call it a day. You don't have to necessarily go to college. Trades, I have people that work for me within the trades that make $100,000 a year. Okay? When LeBron did not want to go to high school, nobody approached him with the idea that he wouldn't be able to pay his bills. Nobody was trying to, you know, nobody looks back and goes, I can't believe LeBron didn't go to Duke. It's worked out okay for him. So there are other avenues. So when not to go to college, when you have no idea what you want to do, okay? When there's another avenue other than college to achieve it, or if you're so gifted like a Tiger or LeBron that you can skip it. So they're the kind of the three things that I look at. But I'm going to jump right into business now, and I'm going to share with you how we approached it with my son and everything I did. First thing I did going into his senior year, so this is the end of his junior year, I met with his guidance counselor and was like, what does he need to graduate? I mean, no, just to crawl across the goal line. And my son's like a B student, plays three sports, super athlete. So, I mean, to me, I always thought he would go to college, but once we started realizing this may not be the avenue, we minimized his high school degree. Why? His senior year, he did an internship with one of my digital marketing companies. Okay, it was incredibly helpful. So an internship is a great way to learn business other than going to college. I did that with my son. I signed him up for an improv class. That's one of those comedy classes where you kind of learn how to communicate and act out things that you have no idea what's coming. I did that to kind of get him out of his shell a little bit and to get him to be able to communicate around people he doesn't know. So an improv class, I think, is really helpful. Okay? I got him doing sales. Why? Because your ability to communicate, if you look at a few of those things, I got him in an improv class. He did some sales for, you know, he started moving into sales in his internship. Because the ability to communicate is, you know, I heard Warren Buffett say this in a recent YouTube thing where he's like, he believes it's 50% of success. He was telling students, you know, you may be in grad school, but your ability to communicate and or write an idea, to convey your thoughts, to be able to communicate your ideas, that is an absolute must skill. So I wanted my son to have that. Okay, so we did the improv class. Again, we did an internship. Reading books. Like if I walk over to his bookshelf, he has a bookshelf within my bookshelf of all the books he's read. I'm looking at these. He read The Wealthy Gardener, the 100, a consolidation of the 100 best business books of all time. He's read Zig Ziglar on selling. He has read The 10X Rule. Let me see here. I'm quite a few, actually, more than I even thought. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Okay? So my son's a reader. Okay? Next. All right. He's taken online classes in the area that he's excited about, which is platform building and social media and all that. You know, allegedly, I've been told, he's big on TikTok. So I guess if you put the name Colin in and my last name, you'll find out. All right, but I know he has like 500,000 followers. Next, I hired him a mentor. Somebody within this social media space who was very well known to work with him. And then finally, we launched a business. He and his best, you know, he and a super close friend, you never know who their best friends are these days, but he and one of his closest friends launched a business. You can look it up. It's called Podcast Squad, so you know I'm not making this up. You'll see a photo of like the logo is two people. That was kind of like my idea going in. I kind of walked into the studio one day where they were working and it looked like Men in Black and we just kind of worked from there. And then they have taken everything from there. Unbelievable what they've done. It's fun to be involved in maybe 1% of the success and mentor them a little bit on it, but they're running with it and it's a profitable company already. I would tell you within 3 months, he'll be making more money than his school teachers. Absolutely sure of it. Within 2 years, he'll be making more money than the county administrator. Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind. Sure of it. So he launched a business. So let me go through these again. What we did, and if you want to be in business and you don't think college is for you, let me just take you through the seven steps and the seven things that I did with my son. Number one is assign them up for an improv class. Do that. Maybe take, what's it called? Toastmasters. Your ability to learn how to speak, communicate is a skill. Again, Warren Buffett said it's in the 50%. He believes it has 50% of your success. Number two, if you can get an internship, go volunteer to work for somebody for free. I know that shocks you, but you're going to learn. If there's somebody you really look up to or an industry you want to learn about, go work for free. We didn't pay my son to work in the internship, but he learned a ton, especially if you can work for a startup. I mean, that's perfect. I interview tons of founders on my podcast. You know that. And every one of them say, if you can work for a startup, there's no better training than you can get to one day start your own business. Next, read great books. Think and Grow Rich, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You can go all the way down the line of once you start reading one, it'll lead to another and another and another. Sales. Absolutely learn how to sell. Start selling Cutco knives. I don't care what it is. That's what I did, but it helped me a ton. Take some online classes specifically in the area that you want. You can take right now, you can almost learn anything. Everybody's teaching some type of class. Obviously, take classes from somebody who's been where you want to be. Okay, they've achieved it at a great level. Be careful. I'm a little concerned about the 25-year-old and below experts. Get mentored. Again, by somebody who's achieved what it is you want to achieve. And then jump out there and start a business at a micro level, at a very small level. See if you can get some traction. All right, there you go. That's what I would do. So what we talked about today is when to go to college. Go to college if you want to be a teacher, an engineer, a medical, a lawyer. The point is when the education you get is required because you need a degree. When not to go to college is when you're not really sure. When there's another avenue to get to where you want. Or if you're so gifted like a Tiger or LeBron, then okay. If you can support yourself via your extraordinary talent, then you don't really need it. Next, in business, which is typically what I get asked about, the plan I did for my son I shared with you. Improv, internship, red book, sales, online classes, got him a mentor, and then we launched a business. We've done all that over the last 12 months, and it's done great. Again, this is Sean Castorino with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I try to equip, encourage, and educate entrepreneurs. And because I got a lot of requests for, should I go to college? Should I not go to college? I never want to talk anybody out of going to college because my five closest friends on the planet, I met in college. And we've been friends for 30 years and then. So there was no downside of that. But it is an expensive place to make friends. Again, Sean Castorino, we will talk again soon.